The Ministry of Education has expressed worry over the negative attitude of Ghanaians towards technical and vocational education. Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, said out of 421,000 basic school leavers, only 2.3% applied for placement in vocational and technical institutions. Thus, he said, is an indictment on the country's educational policy and development. Speaking at the launch of the Second Skills Development Fund and Technology Fair 2014 in Accra, Mr. Blakwa called on parents to encourage their wards to pursue vocational and technical courses. Priscilla Pia and Aurelia Akande have more.
The Skills Development Fund, SDF, was established in 2011 with a $60 million support from the World Bank and International Development Agency to provide financial assistance to the private sector to effectively upgrade the skills of their employees and acquire innovative technology to increase yield. It is also to help Ghana to cut down on imports, especially in the area of food and livestock. Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa, said the SDF innovation technology has led to a 100% increase in crop yield, reduced mortality rate of poultry from 30% to 5%, and complemented government's renewable energy policy by supporting the Ghana Technology University College to train electrical engineers, installation and maintenance of solar panels, among others. He said the Ministry of Education will link up with beneficiaries of the fund to provide food, furniture, among two institutions to strengthen growth of their business through increased demand.
Out of the 421,000 who sat the BEC exams seeking placements in our senior high schools, only 2.3% applied to do vocational and technical programs. Everybody is choosing science, maths, business. And yet we say, oh, we are not committed, we are not producing entrepreneurs. Meanwhile, we have adequate technical and vocational institutions in this country. They are endangered. This is a time for a wake up in this country. My ministry and other beneficiary ministries of SDF to ensure that there is a workable framework to sustain the fund to the benefit of the Ghanaian economy. Internally, within the Ministry of Education, we can begin to lead the way in the consumption of the items that are being produced by these 510 grantees.
The project coordinator, Matthew Daly, said the adoption of a free tax approach towards the fund has facilitated its efficient management.